Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But I want you to see the variety. There's one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. God created them all different. The millions and billions of stars, they're all different. God created them that way. Verse number 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. And it goes on and it talks about the resurrection. Well, I just want you to see these verses of scripture where it talks about the flesh is different, the birds, the animals, all the creatures are different. The stars are different. The sun, all this is different. God loves variety. With that in mind, when we see the new Jerusalem come down, these foundations, they're different colors. Again, the different variety that we see. So I cannot picture buildings. And by the way, remember we talked about the New Jerusalem last week, how large it was. It was 1,380 miles long, high, and wide. It would cover from Miami to New York City is 1,200 miles. So literally it would cover down like to Key West, almost all the way up to New York City, and from the Atlantic Ocean to the Rockies. That's a big city. And it goes up into outer space the same way, 1,380 miles. And Doug informed us last week that outer space is 72 miles. I'm sorry, 62.4. And if Doug says it, it must be so. 62.4, whatever the miles is, can you imagine? I can't. 62.4 miles. This city is 1,380 miles high. I can't fathom it. I just said all this because I sure thought about it a lot this week again. About what kind of mansion, what kind of place is he building for me, I don't know. But I promise there ain't nothing on this world like it. What a variety. What we see here, let me go back to Revelation 21. I'm going to get through this. Verse number 12. He talked about a great wall. A wall great and high had 12 gates. It had 12 angels. And another, remember, these are not guardian angels. They would be ministering angels. Is why these angels would be at these gates. And the names written thereon on these gates were the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. And on the east side of the city, 3 gates. On the north, 3 gates. On the south, 3 gates. On the west, 3 gates. So imagine this huge city, 1,380 miles long. You got 3 gates all the way around it on each side, north, south, east, west. And on these gates were written the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Why is that important? We'll never forget that salvation is of the Jews. As you walk through that, as you make that entrance into that grand city, whatever gate you might go through, whoever the people go through those gates, they'll see the names of one of those the tribes of Israel. Tell that they will never forget that salvation came through the Jews first, as far as through Abram and all, and as a nation of people. Let me put it that way. There are Baptist preachers. I'm going to pick on Baptist because I is one. Okay, there are Baptist preachers that said that actually say that God is through with Israel, that everything that God had promised Israel, he now has given to the New Testament church. For lack of a better word right now, that's heresy. God loves Israel. God has a special place and a special plan for Israel. And we can see in eternity that over these gates are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Don't get caught up in that thing about, it's called replacement theology, where the church has replaced Israel. No, what God promised Abram and Abraham thousands of years ago, it will come true in the future. He followed these other promises. Anyway, you will never forget. That's why it's so important to note that those names of the children of Israel, the tribes of Israel, are over those gates. Then notice that it talks about in verse number 14 that the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And in them, the names of the 12 apostles. So I want you to get the picture. There's 12 gates and 12 foundations in the wall. Each gate has a name of the tribe of Israel written on it. I don't know which one. The Bible does not say, even though some of the Bible scholars who are much smarter than me have already named them and speculated, because when they had it in the wilderness, the tabernacle, and they had different sides where the tribes of certain of Israel was on the east side, some were on the west side. Remember that? North side, south side, around the tabernacle, that they're saying, well, that's what's going to be like in the new heavens, new earth, possibly. I don't know. It could be. But anyway, we see that the foundations has the name of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Why is that so important to note? The gates have the tribes of Israel, and the foundations have the names of the 12 apostles. You believe that, preacher? I absolutely do. Literally believe that, the names of the apostles. Why is that so important? Because we see that to the Jews first and also to the Greeks, salvation is offered to all mankind. And the church was built upon Jesus Christ and the apostles. We can read that. I have a note here somewhere in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 2. Let me find Ephesians 2. Verse number 20. And are built, let me start in verse number 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So when we talk about the church, the New Testament church, literally Jesus Christ began his church during his personal ministry. I don't want to get in ecclesiology and the doctrine of the church, but I believe the Bible teaches that Jesus Christ began his church when he called out Peter, Andrew, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. That the church did not begin on the day of Pentecost. Most people preach that and teach that the church was birthed on the day of Pentecost. No, the church was energized on the day of Pentecost. It had already began during Jesus' personal ministry. I could give you 13 reasons, biblical reasons right now, but I won't do that. Maybe next few weeks we'll talk about it. Why the church began Jesus' ministry on the day of Pentecost. One of them is in Acts chapter number 2. Then they believed and were baptized, were added to the church. On the day of Pentecost, how can you add to something that's not already in existence? Amen, preacher. So on the day of Pentecost, what was it, 2,000, 3,000, whatever it was? How many was that? Carolyn, you're the Bible scholar this morning. How many was saved on the day of Pentecost? 3? Okay, I think it was 3,000. And it says they were added to the church. So the church did not begin on the day of Pentecost. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. Okay. Okay, it began during Jesus' personal ministry. That's why it talks about the foundation, the walls, foundations, has the name of the apostles, because the church was built upon not just Jesus Christ, we read in Ephesians chapter number 2, but the doctrines of the apostles. By the way, there are no apostles today. They may call themselves apostles, but they haven't seen Jesus. They weren't baptized by John the Baptist. They were not witness to his resurrection. Are y'all following? Those were kind of the qualifications, but that's a whole other story about that. But I want you to notice that the wall had 12 foundations, verse number 14, and in them the names of the 12 apostles. And then last week we spent a lot of time about the size of the city. We're not going to go there this morning because we talked about that. I want to look quickly about verse number 18 in these foundations. In the building of the wall, it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clean glass. Now, you notice up earlier, it talked about he measured the wall in verse number 17, 144 cubits. The cubits, they measured according to a man's arm. It says that is of an angel. So obviously, the angel was in the form of a man. And they would get the measurement of a cubit, approximately 18 inches. And they would measure from the tip of your middle finger to your elbow. 18 inches, this is the axis, how they would do that. I measured mine a week or so ago. I put the tape measure there and measured there. It was kind of hard to see it, but I kind of got in front. It was almost eight, it was like 17 3/4. It was almost eight. Of course, it's going to, you know, Doug, kind of a bigger guy. I don't know, some of these guys may have a little longer arm, but they look at it as 18 inches is that measurement of the cubit. So if you multiply all that, we're talking a wall 216 foot.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.